Good morning. We have a lot of announcements this morning, so please pay attention. The nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of 2. There is a bridal shower on Saturday, that'll be April 17th, for Kelsey Johnson here at the church, and that'll be at 10 a.m. There's a membership class this morning and next week. If you want to learn more about what we believe as a church or want to learn about becoming a member here, that'll be in Pastor Jim's office during Sunday school. There are sign-up sheets or applications for short-term missions funding in the foyer. If you plan on going on a short-term missions trip and would like funding, please turn those in no later than May 9th. The Victory Center Bible Camp, if you would like to go to camp this summer and you've already signed up, great, there are applications for funding in the foyer for that. If you haven't signed up yet, you should do that soon. Slots are filling up quickly, and I have not checked in over a week, so they might be full, so get yourself on the waiting list if that's the case, and then fill out one of those applications as soon as possible, and you can get those to me or the CE board. The graduation Sunday is on May 2nd, so if you are a college graduate or know a college graduate from this year, please email April Haig to get some information for the bulletin for graduation Sunday. There's also a sign-up sheet for the dinner for graduation Sunday. So if you'd like to help out with the dinner, we're going to have spaghetti and salad. So if you'd like to bring any of those ingredients or help cook or serve, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that. Vacation Bible School will be June 1st through 4th. That'll be those 4 days, and that'll be 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So if you'd like to volunteer for that, there are sign-up sheets in the foyer, and if you'd like to attend, there are registration forms in the foyer as well. Youth Sunday will be next week, and if you are helping out with worship for Youth Sunday, we'll be meeting in here during Sunday school to practice. And let's see, so this week we have a CE board meeting on Wednesday. That'll be at 6 p.m. There's a deacons meeting at 7:30, and there will not be praise band practice at 7 p.m. because we're doing that during Sunday school. Are there any other announcements this morning?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the IF Gathering is this afternoon starting at 12:30, and there are some openings available if you'd like to come. You can talk to Deb or any of the women on the Women's Outreach Committee. That'll be a great time to listen to some speakers and enjoy some fellowship here at the church, and there will be dinner for those of you who want to come. Are there any other announcements? All right. The call to worship this morning is Matthew 17, verse 20. He said to them, "Because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you."
Good morning again, and we welcome each of you to our worship service. We're going to sing together number 310, "So Send I You." I'll ask you to stand with me, please, if you want to look in your hymn books, number 310, or the words will be up on the screen. "So Send I You."
So send I you to labor unrewarded, to serve unpaid, unloved, unsought, unknown, to bear rebuke, to suffer scorn and scoffing. So send I you to toil.
Opportunity for prayer requests and praises, and as spring has been going on, definitely a praise that we're seeing more and more of our church family coming back. Grateful for medical technology like the vaccine and things to help us not only be healthier but also have peace of mind, knowing that God provides that for us as well. But one of the things I know to pray for is the ladies gathering this afternoon. And so, yes, a lot of details. As I know, I looked in the kitchen's refrigerator, it is full, and there's much activity, not only there, but there's a lot of moving parts. And so I will pray not only for all those things to work together, but also for the ladies that attend, that God has prepared their hearts and that will draw them closer to himself. Other prayer requests or praises? Well, let me pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for this day. It is a beautiful day you've given us as we experience spring in South Dakota. We know that the weather can change, but one of the things we do praise you for is the moisture of this week. To see things green up and to recharge our soil. You know our needs and how dependent we are as an agricultural community on the different aspects, whether it be getting fields ready for planting, for wheat, for pastures. All those things need moisture. Thank you that it is always the reminder that we depend upon you. There are so many things we cannot do because it's out of our power, but grateful that we belong to you, that you watch over your entire creation. It is not just for those that love you, but you remind the entire world that you are in control. And so, Father, it is with that I do lift up the ladies gathering this afternoon, that as they listen to the different speakers, as they interact with one another, that your spirit would have free reign in their hearts, that you would draw some even to yourself for the first time. For others, that they would deepen their commitment to you, that they would feel connected not only as you've commanded us to the vine, as Jesus told us to abide in him, but also to feel connected to one another. Now, thank you that you have not left us alone on this journey. As we were reminded last week through Pastor Jason's sermon that the promise your son gives us at the end of Matthew, you will never leave us nor forsake us. And you have given us traveling companions upon the way, and that we can lift up one another's burdens, that we are told to carry one another's burdens. Father, I also pray for the different ministries, especially as we look at the bulletin of different activities. Think of VBS, that you would be preparing the hearts of all those that will be helping, teaching the components that come together for being able to minister to the students in our community. We pray for even for those that will be attending, that you'll prepare their hearts. Thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to do that this year. Too many times we may take for granted some of the ministries that you've entrusted to us. And last year, with so many of them being canceled, postponed, adjusted, modified, that the opportunity to teach in person is, help us never to take that for granted. Father, we also pray for ministries like Men's Breakfast, the different facets of investing in the lives of both students through Sunday school, Men's Breakfast, to the men in our congregation, in our community, and for the ladies' outreach ministry. Father, we also lift up our missionaries that are around the world. We pray for the Manas this month, that you would be with them as they get prepared to head to Ukraine this spring, and for the ministry that they will have there, for the ongoing ministry that Mike has with different branches of YFC across the world as he coaches and teaches and mentors those that are under his care. We pray for just safety in their travels, continued healing for Judy, and good health for both of them as they head overseas. Watch over them, but also be preparing the hearts of the Ukrainians that they will be a part of with the English camps, for the training that he will be doing with YFC Ukraine and the other leaders from the Eastern European area. Father, we thank you for the many blessings you've given us, the opportunity as we give to you, that you would both bless those that give and the givers, that you would bless the opportunities we have through our missionaries even around the world. And Father, we lift up our service to you, that you would be honored and glorified in all we do or say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Morning. It's good to be back and have the praise band going again. For myself, it's kind of like a therapy type of thing, but I enjoy doing it anyways. The last, I don't know what's been, month or two or something that we haven't been able to do praise band, but I'm glad to be back. It's been kind of a rough road for us with all the medical stuff that we went through. But I'm glad that I had music to get me through and carry me along, even though I couldn't sing it most of the time. I would invite you to stand and worship with us this morning, as these songs I picked were things that were speaking to me.
From the
to a few of you, but it still follows along with some of the things that have been kind of on my heart. Part of why I picked it.
Close to your side, so heaven is real and death is alive. I want to hear voices of angels above singing as one. Hallelujah, holy, holy God Almighty.
February now. Now, as we go in, and we went in for a regular weekly checkup, and the first thing they take a look and they say, "You're going to the hospital. We're calling a helicopter." That's kind of a sinking, desperate feeling. And anyways, as things progress and I made my trip and the troubles that came along with, anyways, all the uncertainty and the worry and the everything that was going on in my head as I made my way to Sioux Falls, I was kind of a train wreck. And the few that talked to me, I'm sure, could probably tell. But even listening to the worship music on the radio, I couldn't sing along. I don't know if I could see the road half of the way there. And waiting for the phone call, what's going on, what's happening. But I managed to find some peace and find hope. Because of the hope that I have in Christ. And I know that peace that passes all understanding that Pastor Jason talked about here several weeks ago, or however month or maybe however long ago it was, it's real. And and your prayers, they were felt. And it was quite overwhelming. But I'm glad that we have everybody still with us, as we were very close to not having everybody come home. I know that I found a lot of peace just through music, even though I couldn't sing it, and through your encouragement and through your prayers. And I want to thank you all for that, and all your support as well. But I'm glad that we're all home and we're all doing well. Let's sing this last song together.
Sing no other name, Jesus.
heart will sing. No other name, Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing. No other name, Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing. No other name.
Father, we thank you so much for who you are and for the privilege of having a relationship with you. We thank you for the strength and encouragement and peace that you provide us. We thank you for the gift of music and the reminder that good music is of who you are and what you've done for us and what we have in you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the fellowship of other believers and the encouragement that they are as well. We thank you for your goodness to us, your faithfulness, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for the privilege of being your children. In Jesus' name, amen.